Whoa. Red's Corner's back. It's actually back. It's here right now. Back on Spotify, back on Apple Podcasts, back on CastBox, you know, back on the internet. Yeah, we're back, baby. Yeah, that's right. We're back. And I just have one small message for you guys today that I kind of really, that I really want to put across. And that message is, you gotta hear me out real quick. You gotta kind of unlock your memories real quick here. And just think about a time when you felt really self-fulfilled. Think about a time that you felt really proud of yourself. You felt very happy. You felt very independent. And you felt like, you know what, maybe I can do this. You know what, maybe this is for me. You know what, maybe I do have a purpose. Think back to a time when you genuinely felt that. You know, feel that moment. You know, what was going on in that moment, right? You know, we're all searching for how we felt in the past sometimes. You know, sometimes the past holds greater moments, and yeah, the past holds sad moments too, but sometimes the past, we think, oh man, I used to work out all the time. I was so fit. I was so determined. Or I used to study all the time. I was so smart. You know, I used to work all the time. I made so much money. And then it stopped at one point. There's two things. There's two things as to why it stopped. One is you put discipline second. And what I mean by that is you put being comfortable first. And when you did that, you almost took that security of being comfortable, you know, laying around, not doing the workouts, not going to work, quitting your job, you know, not being creative, not doing what you actually enjoy doing, and chose to just chill, be comfortable. And we get put in this trap, you know, when we put discipline second. And the second thing is, you know, we were talking about self-fulfillment, independence. You were probably going out of your way to try new things. You were probably practicing new things until you perfected it. You were probably so eager for the future, knowing that you would succeed because that you were hammering at something so hard just for it to end. And when it ended, and when you put discipline second and it all flatlined, you got real comfortable. I'm here to tell you that you can get that feeling back. You can experience that self-fulfillment, that independence, that love, that journey, the passion. Again, even greater than before. Step one is stop living in the past. You know, the past, you know, you hear the cliches, you know, there's no time machines. You know, we already live the past. Don't focus on the past, you know, focus on the present because that's a gift. You know, all the cheesy stuff, but it's true. When you sit and baffle on the past, you're wasting what you have right now. Because you're so busy thinking about the past, you're so in tune to the past, you're basically creating nothing. Because if you're focusing on something that already happened while time is moving on, you're not creating a past, you're just stuck. You're stuck. And to those that focus on the future, you know, you get too excited for the future. You know, you plan all this stuff out, but then you don't execute. You're doing nothing because you're living in a time that doesn't exist, hasn't existed yet. When you're living somewhere that doesn't exist, you're not going to get anything done. That's why we have to live for right now. You're 3 minutes and almost 50 seconds into this podcast. Live for right now. Don't focus on what you already heard. Don't focus on what I'm going to say next. Focus on what I'm going to say right now. How does that make you feel? You know, is it motivating you? Is it making you want to go try something? Is it making you want to text me, text someone else, reach out to someone for help? You know, what is it? What is that? How is right now making you feel? Are you depressed? Are you suicidal? Are you suffering from anxiety? Or are you happy? Are you passion-filled? Are you purpose-filled? You know, what's going on? How do you feel? I want you to write that down. Pull your phone, go to your notes, write it down. Grab a pen, write it down. Right now, I feel like this. And just write it down and underline it. And look at it. That is how you feel right now. And I want you to bounce off of that. Whatever you wrote, you're going to bounce off of that tomorrow. Tomorrow's Monday. You might have work. You might have school. You might have, you know, sport. You might have your side hustle, your business. Make tomorrow the best day that you've ever lived. Wake up on time. Make your coffee a little bit better. Make your breakfast a little bit better. Make your drive to work a little bit better. Smile. When you show up to work, talk to everyone. When you show up to school, talk to everyone. Smile. Show who you are. When you're at school, when you're at work, when you're at your sport, when you're at whatever you're doing tomorrow, give it 110% effort. Seriously. 110%. You're going to walk in there and you're going to deliver so hard that people aren't even going to recognize who you are. And if someone makes fun of you, just know that they're jealous. And their opinion is just an opinion. It's not fact. What's fact is the fact that you're putting in the effort. Make tomorrow the best day for you and document that. Wherever you wrote, "This is how I feel," plan out your day tomorrow. Notes. Put notes down on how your day is going. Do that for you so that when you go to bed tomorrow night, you can look back on your day. And guess what? If you do that, if you write down how you feel right now, plan out your day tomorrow, even by the 30-minute marks, and make each event of your day 110% purpose-filled, you're going to go to bed excited to wake up tomorrow. You're going to go to bed. See, it's just wonderful. You're going to go to bed and you're going to wake up and you're going to want to get up. You're not going to lay there and dread it. You're not going to lay there and sob about it and cry about it. You're going to get up. You're not even going to question it. Because when you go out of your comfort zone, when you put your best foot forward like we used to, you're going to feel that extreme purpose again. You're going to feel that self-fulfillment again. And you're going to lead yourself to a better life. And do that every single day. This is what I feel like right now. Maybe add in, this is what I'm grateful for right now. Maybe add in, this is what I'm going to cook for dinner tomorrow. Or I'm going to prepare this for lunch tomorrow instead of eating out or getting something unhealthy. Oh, you know, I've been wanting to, I've been wanting to get my teeth whiter for some time. Go make that purchase. Go do some research. Buy something to help with that. It's okay to spend a little money if in return it makes you smile, it makes you happier, it gives you a purpose. If you really, really, really feel true to this message, I really want you to go back and listen, not from the beginning of the podcast, but from the beginning of this message. I don't care about the listens, but I need you to listen to this one more time and then come back to this mark, okay? And if you're not going to do that, just click off. It's okay. If you're not about it, that's fine. You can live comfortable. You can do whatever you want to do. It's fine. Just click off. But for those of you who just got back from listening to it your second time, one, I've never been more proud or happy to see anyone succeed. Friends, family, people I barely know, people I don't know. But I need you to go look in the mirror, look in your camera, look at yourself. Say, I'm proud of you. No matter what you're going through, go look at yourself and say, I am proud of you. Because whatever you're doing, whatever you're going through it and you're making it through. And you should be damn near proud of that. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode of Red's Corner. I genuinely appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I'm happy to bring this show back. I've got a YouTube video coming out next Monday, not tomorrow, but in 8 days. And it's going to be titled Documenting Every Minute of My Life for a Week. You know, it's not going to be a crazy long video. I'm obviously going to edit it, but it's going to be pretty interesting. And then, some clothing company called Taco Canoe might be coming back. I don't know. But if you guys listen this far, you know, just reach out to me. You know, tell me what you think about the show. If you want to be on the show, let me know. If you know someone that might want to be on the show, let me know. And yeah, man, I appreciate the hell out of you guys. I got some good feedback yesterday and today, and just had a hell of a day. So I love you guys. Peace out. Oh, and one more thing. Pat yourself on the back.